Would you like to accelerate your career and reach your full potential in just minutes a day? Welcome to the LeadX Show with New York Times bestselling author and Inc. 500 entrepreneur, Kevin Cruz.
Happy Friday, everyone. Welcome to the LeadX Show, the smartest way to start your day. Kevin Cruz here, and I feel like I've lived a year just in the last week. I was in Vegas teaching both leadership and extreme productivity, the 15 secrets, to big-time casino executives. Then I flew to Washington, D.C. to teach leadership principles all about employee engagement to a very important, well-known federal agency. Tonight, I'm going to an entrepreneur event. It's kind of a Shark Tank, you know, pitch, entrepreneur pitch thing. And I'm there to deliver the message that there's never been a better time to be an entrepreneur. You win or you learn. There is no failure as an entrepreneur. And yesterday, big day yesterday, here it comes. I was in New York City visiting Rodale Press, and I am now announcing that I've just signed my next book deal, my next leadership book, with Rodale. And, you know, I've promised myself, I guess you could call it a goal, I just call it a commitment, that I will write at least one new book a year for the rest of my life. And the next book that I'll be doing for 2018, I'll write it this year, it comes out next year, will be with Rodale. And this is a little different. I mean, this is a little bit inside baseball, but what's different about it is traditional business book publishers, I thought they would, you know, be interested in my proposal and give me the best deal. This would be Crown or Portfolio, which is part of Simon & Schuster. But no, actually they weren't that interested, but Rodale came in and blew my mind. And what's unusual is that Rodale is known for doing health and wellness books. They publish, you know, Men's Health Magazine, Runner's World, Prevention, books like Fit in 10, The Whole Body Cure. They did, but they're branching out. And, you know, they did this year, or was it late last year? Probably late last year, The School of Greatness by Lewis Howes. And Lewis has been on Ellen lately and really taken his show and work to the next level. So I'm excited. And the meeting yesterday was, you know, how do we take the message of Lead X? And you know the message. You know, we are all leaders, whether we want to be or not. It has nothing to do with title or authority. But how do we apply that in all areas of our life? And that's what we're going to be working on. And I'd love to hear your ideas, because I haven't put one word down yet on this book, but I'm already thinking, how can I add? Usually I say, how can I add 10 times the value? You know, if you're going to pay $20 for a book, how do you get $200 worth of value? And maybe that's, you know, a high quality personal assessment or online training. But with this book, I want to figure out, how can I offer 100 times the value to every single reader? If you put down $20 for a book, how do you get back like $2,000 worth of value? What could I give you that would be worth that I could give 100,000 people that buy the book? So hey, if you have any ideas, send them to me at kevin@leadx.org. It's a great mind puzzle. It's a marketing puzzle. It's a book puzzle. It's a leadership puzzle. So in a minute, I'm going to talk about the question I got this week was, hey, how do I prepare to become a manager? What resources would you recommend? But first, I just want to say great job and congratulations for listening to another week of LeadX and trying out some of our, you know, LeadX challenges of the day. CrossFit fanatics have their WOD, the workout of the day, released every morning. We have our COD, our challenge of the day. How can you get 1% better every single day? How can you achieve your full potential? How can you be on that hypo list at work, that high potential list? It's all about the challenge of the day. And I was thinking of you because if you read CNN.com, you know, one of their most popular articles this last week was titled, "Retail Stores Are Closing at an Epic Pace. Staples is shutting 70 more stores," and they had closed like 200 last year. "JCPenney is closing 138 stores. This year, according to Credit Suisse, some research report, 8,600 retail stores are going to close. This is four times more than closed last year. More stores will close this year than any year in history. Why? Pretty much Amazon.com. You know, more and more people are buying online. Malls are becoming ghost towns. All the real estate trusts that used to think malls were the best way to invest in real estate, they're losing their shirts. And I probably am losing a little bit in my portfolio as well. I hadn't even thought about that. Malls are ghost towns. So more and more people are buying online. Retail jobs are going away. Fast food jobs are going away as people are being replaced by those little kiosks. You're going to walk into McDonald's and place your order on the screen and then take a seat, and technology will even know where you went to sit down, and then the food will be brought to you. All these jobs are going away, either from automation or outsourcing, or when the robots are going to come and rule our world. And it's not just manufacturing. It started there. It's not just retail. It's now there. It's happening to doctors, accountants. Everyone is at risk. But this is why I was thinking of you. Look, no company in history has laid off the top 10% of their workforce. There will always be jobs for those in the top 10%. That's you. You are dedicated to self-improvement, becoming a little bit better day in day. Always be learning, my friends. I'm glad you're on the journey with me. So, hey, real quick, the iTunes review of the week. I've got two I want to shout out. Let's see here. One is from Beamer Chick. She says, I'm just loving these podcasts. I've enjoyed Kevin's books, but now I can listen to these short podcasts every weekday, learn from successful people. I really like the variety of people interviewed and the specific advice for improving 1% each day. I truly believe I am. Thank you, Beamer Chick. And if Beamer stands for a certain German automobile, I will tell you that I do love my M3. And with the warmer weather, hopefully I'll get to take it out on these Bucks County back roads very soon. And then Dan Wilson said, Kevin and his guests provide relevant and actionable coaching in reasonably timed segments. If you can't fit LeadX into your schedule, you're not committed to growth. Hey, I'm with you on Dan. Double down on that, Dan. If you can't fit a 20-minute show that's going to make you better, well, then you're the exact person who needs LeadX to get more productive, get more successful so that you can fit it in. So, hey, Beamer Chick, Dan Wilson, shoot me an email with your snail mail address. I'm at kevin@leadx.org because I want to send you a free LeadX t-shirt. You're going to be sporting the hottest LeadX fashion. And everybody out there, remember, you can join our LeadX Ambassador Program just by subscribing and leaving a short review on iTunes. It takes about 2 minutes. We'll invite you into our private Facebook group. We do all kinds of fun stuff. And in fact, today we are picking our monthly prize winner who's going to win an Amazon Echo. And next month, let's see, the prize for May is going to be a Kindle Paperwhite e-reader, or you can just take the cash. And it's a small group. It's a pretty elite group because we're a new show. So if you want really good odds of winning some really cool prizes, hey, leave a quick review and join the group and you're in. So let's open the mailbag, as they say, the digital mailbag. You know, I have a question that I'm going to answer, but first I wanted to also read a comment because I love hearing how we can get better. Shoot me an email. Tell me not just what you like, but what you don't like, or ideas for guests, or ideas for how to make the show better. I got a little email from Lorinda who said, I very much enjoy your daily emails. I have a suggestion how you can make your messages more compelling. I appreciate your lead-in, the way you set the stage for what's coming later in the week. What I find less compelling is how you introduce what's coming today. Change but for today to and for today. So Lorinda's talking about the daily email that she has subscribed to at leadx.org. So she never misses another show. And if she doesn't want to listen for 20 minutes, she can read the summary, still get the challenge of the day. And we tease the show by like what's coming tomorrow, but for today, and then here it is below. And Lorinda's right. I forgot a very important lesson a consultant taught me decades ago, that you need to replace the word but with and. When you use the word but, it negates everything that comes before it. So when you're in a meeting at work and you say something like, hey, I really like your marketing idea about advertising in magazines, but I think our audience hangs out on social media. You know what, even if you don't intend it to be this way, what everybody else hears is you don't like that idea about advertising in magazines. I like your idea, but I think our audience hangs out on social media. You just negated the first idea. If you're with your family and you guys are talking about, hey, where are we going to go on vacation this summer? And you say, oh, I really like that idea of a mountain vacation, but I really wanted to lay around the pool. That says, no, I don't like your mountain idea. I want to go to some sunny beach or, you know, resort and hang out at the pool. But all you have to do is use the word and instead of but, and it changes the whole tone. I like your mountain vacation idea, and I was hoping for some pool time. I like your magazine advertisement idea, and I think our audience also spends time on social media. All of a sudden, what you're saying is you're not discounting their idea, you're including additional data, your ideas. And now you guys can hash it out, split the budget, go to two places, find the resort in the mountains that still has a swimming pool, whatever it is. Thank you, Lorinda, for correcting me, because that was a correction. You're going to see that change in email. Steve sent me an awesome email saying that partly due to the LeadX show, he's now motivated to take the next step into his career. And he's going to be going, he's going to be trying for some management openings in his company. And he says, not having had any previous leadership experience, what would you recommend for someone getting ready to take the plunge for the first time? Do you have any resources that you might think you could help me get into a leadership position or prepare for such a significant change? All right, Steve and everyone, great question. And I actually don't have a crisp answer for it. And we are a couple of months away from actually launching the LeadX Academy, which is going to include management and leadership training for you. But here's my advice right now. One, the best resource is a mentor. So think back to the best boss you ever had and ask her, hey, will you mentor me for a while? You know, let's have coffee once a month. Will you give me lunch once a month? So you can give me advice as I, you know, apply for these management positions or become a manager and need to make my way. Or just some boss or manager, maybe you didn't report to them, but you know them. Get yourself a mentor. And then I don't have an official reading list, but off of the top of my mind, you know, Multipliers by Liz Weissman is a great one about engagement. My own book, Employee Engagement 2.0, to do a plug, it's very thin, quick read. It's like the best-selling book on employee engagement. If you're moving into a new role, there's the book, The First 90 Days, What to Ask, What to Do to kind of get the lay of the land. Brand new book, Radical Candor by Kim Scott is a great book about, you know, giving direct feedback, but also do it in a caring way. If you've got any management experience at all, you know, my all-time favorite is What Got You Here Won't Get You There by Marshall Goldsmith. And then, so basically read up and keep reading, you know, keep listening to the LeadX podcast, get yourself a mentor, and then get yourself feedback. So like every 6 months, you should be getting a 360 survey done on you, or you should be, you know, filling out some assessment or profile with a coach or something like that. Just always keep getting better with data. So good luck, Steve. And Steve and Lorinda, shoot me an email with your snail mail address. I want to send you super cool, comfortable, high quality, won't shrink, LeadX t-shirts. Now, before we go, if you love the podcast, you're going to love LeadX.org and our newsletter. You'll get the podcast of the day basically delivered to your email inbox, including the challenge of the day, the COD. So go to LeadX.org. And while you're at it, text a friend. Tell them how awesome this is. And next week on Monday, listen, don't forget, as you're lacing up your sneakers to go on that morning jog or walk, click on the LeadX podcast so I can tag along. If you're not into morning workouts, as you turn the key in the ignition to start your commute, turn up the volume on the LeadX show, perfect for your 20, 30 minute commute. Because next week we got Lolly Daskal, executive coach, huge Inc. columnist, huge on Twitter. Her new book is The Leadership Gap, all about archetypes, personality archetypes. And then something special on Friday, you're not going to hear from me in a wrap-up show. You're going to hear me interview Catherine Minshew. Now, she is cool. CEO and founder of The Muse, the online news and career site. New book, The Rule of Work. So that's a special episode. She's a very successful young woman and gives lots of good advice. And my final inspiration, you know it, leadership is influence. And I like to use this Friday show to remind you to lead, to influence over the weekend, your family and friends. Lead with intent. This week, let's focus on the recognition button, one of the top three drivers of engagement, of feeling connected. You know, start your Saturday and Sunday with yourself, a moment of attitude of gratitude. What are three things you're grateful for? And then notice your family members doing things right. I guarantee you, if you got the right mind frame, even your teenagers are going to be doing some things right. And then if you see something, say thanks. You know, I hope that this weekend, my son, Owen, I hope I'm going to be able to say, hey, Owen, hey, thanks for cleaning up your mess in the living room before I have to ask like I usually have to ask. It shows that you care about others. And it also, you know that a clean house helps me to feel calm inside. And teenager Natalie, my daughter, good job getting your homework done in the morning. It shows you've got your priorities in order, and hopefully you're able to enjoy the rest of your afternoon and evening a bit more. And if I'm really lucky, I'm going to give a shout out to my girlfriend. I'll say, Christine, thanks for buying me this new bottle of whiskey, because I'm actually out. And I'll say, you always buy better stuff than I do. I always buy the Jack Daniels. Nothing against Jack Daniels. I do buy it. I even buy the green label to save $2. How cheap am I? But Christine buys me the good stuff. So hopefully I'll be able to give her a big shout out and thanks for that. Friends, I appreciate you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for giving me your most valuable asset. Tell your friends about the show. And remember, lead yourself first. Lead with intent.